This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk tech with Mike Agarbo of The App Show. Of course, you can hear The App Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. And Mike joins us today from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, Mike, you've got a follow-up here from something we've talked about a couple of times over the last few months. The global chip shortage or semiconductor shortage is reportedly impacting Apple's production. So what are some of the products here that we're worried about due to this chip shortage?
Well, it would be two of their big products right now. It would be the MacBook. So there's some computer boards that they're having issues with as far as supply, and also the new iPad Pro. So it's rumored that they're having issues getting enough screens in them for as well. And so this is that ongoing problem. There haven't been enough computer chips made this year because of the pandemic. So supplies are really constrained across many different types of computers and consumer electronics products, everything from video games to computers to even cars.
So for users of Apple products and folks who love their MacBook and love their iPad, how might this chip shortage impact consumers or trickle down to consumers?
Well, you know, if we're reading correctly, they say that, you know, these supplies are going to be constrained for some time, and it's not going to get better till the later half of 2021. So either you got to be lucky in getting any of the new products coming out or just make do with what you got right now.
Mike, from the world of a shortage of hardware, there was a very unfortunate software breach at Facebook that caused the data of 533 million Facebook users from 106 countries to have their personal data compromised. Mike, this is a difficult situation, and I know it's one that concerns a lot of folks. If people want to know if they were part of the breach, there are ways of finding out. What are those ways?
You know, there's some websites out there. I think the most popular one is one called Have I Been Pwned? And this essentially is a site that you go to, and you can put in, you know, email addresses that you use, even your phone number as well. And it's actually pretty good. It'll then list all the different sites that particular username or email name and phone number have been breached, essentially. And it sucks. I put my, you know, a couple of my emails in, you know, at least six or seven different sites that have lost my information over the years. So yeah, this latest one from Facebook, I mean, that's like half a billion users. They just can't seem to get their act together in protecting our information. So, you know, to the listeners out there, I really recommend them going to this website and checking it out. And, you know, the lesson here again is make sure that you're using different emails and passwords for different sites so that you're not at risk.
Right, Mike, I was going to follow up a little bit there in regards to technical hygiene, because obviously some folks would say, well, just delete your accounts. But I like Facebook. I like seeing what my friends are up to. I like getting a chance to follow old high school friends and see how their lives have radically changed from mine. So what are some good tech hygiene habits we should get into?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, I try not to give out my phone number, you know, typically to these websites. That's tough in the way that a lot of them use two-factor authentication now, and your phone number is kind of one of the ways to get a hold of you. Mm-hmm. So just use that sparingly. I would also avoid using my birth date on any of these sites as well. I mean, that's one of the pieces of information that identity theft criminals use to basically try to hack into your identity. So, you know, the less amount of information you can give out, definitely the better. And, you know, I have a few different email addresses as well for the different types of sites I use, just so that if one, you know, really becomes compromised, you know, I can, you know, deep six it.
There you go. Mike Agarbo knows how to go off the grid while in the grid. He knows how to live that postmodern lifestyle. Hey, Mike, speaking of devices that can put you on the grid, users of LG smartphones got a little bit of bummer news this year when the Korean tech giant announced, yeah, you know what, we're going to get out of the smartphone business. So this decision was in the works for months, but why did LG finally decide to pull the plug on their smartphone division?
You know, the smartphone side is a really competitive, division or vertical for electronics. So it's cutthroat. You know, you've got the two big guys, Apple, obviously, and then there's Samsung as well. And all these Chinese companies are coming up the ranks now as well. You know, it was Huawei for a bit, but now it's TCL and Oppo and, Xiaomi and OnePlus as well. So I just don't know if they're able to compete anymore, against the big guys and all these Chinese companies that are basically eating their lunch by totally undercutting the pricing. So, the labor in China is dramatically cheaper than it is in South Korea. And, they didn't have enough market share. I think in the U.S. they were doing kind of okay. They were like third. I think they had 10%. But worldwide, they were just falling.
It's the definition of a rock and a hard place, right? Because you've got those two global giants like Samsung and Apple that are seen as not just leaders, but also seen as qualitative leaders, right? They're seen as making the best product. And as you mentioned, then there's a lot of lower cost phones on the other end. So it really is the definition of LG being caught there. Why do you think they were unable to keep up with companies like Samsung and Apple in regards to being seen as that upper tier level of smartphone maker?
Yeah, it's a good question. They had come out with some pretty interesting and decent phones along the way, their chocolate series and what have you. But in the later years here, it just looked like they were just kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what, would stick. They had phones that had these screens that would rotate, and, they came out with a double screen phone as well. So I just think, again, just the competition on price. And they just were never able to capture the market share that like a Samsung could, for example.
Yeah, one of the things that I've seen some mobile analysts talking about recently is that Samsung is just flooding the market, right? Samsung is flooding the market with upper-tier phones and lower-tier phones. So if you are a Samsung user, you have dozens and dozens to choose from, which allows them to continue to take a lot of that market space that isn't occupied by Apple.
Yeah, no, and you're totally right there. Samsung does own the flagship phone market as far as Android phones are concerned. And yeah, they have dozens of SKUs, or different models in all the different price ranges. And so, it looks like they were really successful in their distribution strategy as well, getting into all the big carriers and making sure that they had phones that would work at any price.
Mm-hmm. Mike, just sticking with LG for one more moment here. At CES, this past year, they showed that they had a rollable phone they were working on. Does that mean we're not going to see this rollable phone out in the real world?
Well, LG, like Samsung and these other big guys, they just don't make phones only. They also make a lot of the other parts as well. So I think we might see that technology in other phones. In fact, I've got a press conference coming up in about an hour for TCL where they're going to be unveiling a rolling screen phone as well. So, technology marches on. LG, they're going to be fine. They're going to just concentrate in other areas of their business. And I think we'll see a lot of their technologies get implemented into other smartphones. You won't know it's LG, but it's in there and they'll be making money.
Well, very good. Mike, we really appreciate you doing this smattering of technology news. And of course, we always encourage folks to tune in this weekend to the show. Have yourself a nice day and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot.
That's Mike Agarbo. He is the host of The App Show, which you can hear weekends, Saturdays, 4 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. And you can follow Mike on Twitter at Mike Agarbo, MikeAgerbo. That's at Mike Agarbo on Twitter. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.